We all have a yearning for love, but relationships can be confusing and complicated. Dr. Tammy Balashevsky says it all starts from within. It starts with a journey to center. Here's your host for Journey to Center on Empower Radio, Dr. Tammy Balashevsky.
Hello, my beautiful friend. I have to say, I'm so very grateful for you, the heart connection I share with my listeners, and our relationships. I'm also very grateful for technology so that we can connect. But technology does seem to contribute to the sense that time is moving faster than ever. And with that comes an increase of stress. Many health experts would say stress is the most challenging and destructive epidemic of our time. Stress can contribute to countless problems such as high blood pressure, heart disease, obesity, insomnia, cancer, physical aches and pains, diabetes, anxiety, depression, and much more. Did you know every moment that you feel stressed, you're sending negative neurochemical messages to every cell of your body? So what can we do? We need an accessible practice that we can adapt to our busy lives. Practices that work quickly, efficiently, and ideally without too much effort. That is why I'm doing this show today and why my guest and expert wrote his most recent book, which I'm confident can reduce your stress, improve health, and perhaps literally even save some lives. We're here with Michel Pascal. He's a meditation teacher, singer, photographer, director for spiritual documentaries, writer, and author. Before moving to the U.S., Michel lived in the largest monastery in the Himalayas. Drawing on his experience living at the Kopan Monastery in Nepal, Michel is sharing his new and easy method of meditating in the moment to calm the mind and break the cycle of stress addiction. We're here to talk about his new book, Meditation for Daily Stress, 10 Practices for Immediate Well-Being. In a few short months, Michel's new meditation technique has dramatically changed the perception of meditating in America. It's currently being practiced at Google corporate offices, Harvard University, Amnesty Foundation for Parolees, by healthcare practitioners, hospital patients, entertainers, TV producers, families, children, and educators. It has also helped many high-risk populations find peace in difficult circumstances, including the homeless, veterans, people struggling with addiction, and survivors of abuse. Michel's book is revolutionary and highly effective. It's a guide to help us cultivate peace, mindfulness, balance, stability, harmony, and centeredness in our daily lives. So, Michel, thank you so much for being here today on Journey to Center.
Thank you so much, Tammy. I am very happy to be in your show because your energy is a sacred energy. Just we listen to you and we feel better.
And that's true for you as well. I was listening to some of your music. I know you've sang at Carnegie Hall. You guide people back to their souls through your voice, through your singing, through your documentaries, through your photographs. So I'm just really just beyond thrilled and honored to be connecting with you and sharing you with our audience.
Thank you so much, Tammy. It's an honor to be in your show. Thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. So let's just dig right in here because I really want to do what I can to feature you and share your techniques with the world. So I want to talk about, let's talk about stress for a minute. You say our society actually has a bit of an addiction to stress, and that creates our suffering. So what is up with that? Is this just a bad habit? Why is this?
Okay, so just to explain the thing, so stress, it's a neurochemical addiction. We know that in neuroscience since 20 years. Every emotion, it's an addiction. So for example, if we are stressed today, we will be more stressed tomorrow, more stressed next week, next month, next year. It's a neurochemical addiction because it's like if we take drugs or cigarettes or alcohol, we need more, more and more. Because it's an imbalance in the brain. When we are stressed, we are addicted to the cortisol. And the cortisol, it's the hormone who sends a poison to all our body. Exactly like you explained at the beginning of the show, the stress, it's the first causality of death in America. Mm-hmm. And stress creates cancer, heart attack, etc. All the sickness come from the stress. But mm-hmm. there is something very interesting. We think in our world that more we are stressed, more we are normal. We say, oh, I am stressed, so it gives an energy to me, I am normal. But it's exactly the opposite of the truth. Because more we are stressed, more we are tired, more the mind is gloomy, more it's difficult to work, and more we are depressed, more we are up and down, and more the brain is running all time. And the first critter of the stress, it's our brain, is running all time. And we can make any practice of relaxation, meditation, yoga, sport, well-being, whenever. But when our brain is running all time, our practice is not enough adapted. So there is no debate, and I totally agree with you as a doctor you are, PhD, Tammy. Stress, it's a poison, and to live is to choose. We can decide to live without stress. And less we have stress, more we have energy. Less we have stress, more we are active, productive, intuitive, more we are present to our life, more we enjoy every minute of this life. So yes, we can say at the beginning of your show, as you say, Tammy, there is no discussion. When we are stressed, there is no hope. So to live is to choose. And maybe when we listen your show today, we take the decision to say, no, I can't keep going on my life to be stressed more and more.
And I do. I think it comes with, first of all, having the awareness and then setting the intention. You know, you write about something in your book that I could really relate to. I used to feel like I was important because I was busy. That was part of my identity. I had a great quote-unquote work ethic. I would write for 14 hours at a time on my book, and people would call, what are you doing? I'm just so busy. And you say, we need to be busy. We love to be busy. Chasing after time is one way our ego feels satisfied. It believes that busy is a reflection of success. When we say I'm busy, we exist. We believe our life has meaning. Oh my gosh, that was so true for me. And I'm pretty sure this is going to resonate for some of the people that are listening right now. But we can set a different intention. We can open up to the possibility of being more productive and fulfilled and happy and healthy people. But maybe we need to get rid of that identity with busy.
I say like a joke many times, my schedule is busy, not me.
Ah, nice. I'm productive, but I'm not busy.
Exactly. This is, no, what you say, Tammy, what we say, it's extremely important because we have a wrong perception of the life. We think that more we are occupied, more we are stressed, more we exist. Not at all. More we are stressed, more we are sick. Because the stress, it's a mental disease. It's a mental disease. It destroys your life. So we can't say, oh, I am normal because I am sick more and more year after year. We see it doesn't work. So the question for me, in my monastery and also in the big cities like we live in America, my question was, how can I be more calm in my daily life, not outside of the stress? Because again, it's very simple and easy to be more calm in a monastery or to be more calm in a landscape, in holidays, in a yoga room. But when we go back to our job, when we are in the traffic, when we have a lot of things to do, how can I be more calm? Because more I am calm, more I am active. When you explain, for example, for your book, you wrote 14 hours. More we are calm, more the 14 hours are productive. So there is no other option. We must be more calm in our daily life, in our daily stress. This is exactly this new way of meditation. Not to be calm outside of the stress, because when you go back to your life, you are stressed again. We know in neuroscience, there is a survey who explained that if you practice any relaxation outside of your daily life, in a yoga room, in a landscape, in a monastery, in a church, where you decide, when you go back to your job, when you go back to your daily stress, you lose 93% 5% of the benefit of the calm. It's the same thing when you go back Monday morning after your weekend. In America, Monday morning, this is the moment we have the highest rate of suicide. This is up and down. So for me, if we meditate, if we are more relaxed outside of the stress, it's beautiful. Everyone, we need holidays. But we don't live in a monastery. We don't live in a landscape. We don't live in the fantasy of the meditation. We live in our daily life. So how can I train my mind to be more calm when I must write 14 hours like you did, Tammy? How can I be more calm in the traffic when I am in the big city, when I have money problem, when I have love problem? How can I be more calm? Peace, this is the most important. We must be more calm.
I love something you say in your book, Michelle. Meditation is not a posture or breathing pattern. It's a change in the perception of daily life. So it really is about bringing peace into every moment.
Of course, peace, it's like oxygen. It's anytime, anywhere, and more. I mean, it's funny. In America, we have a wrong perception of meditation. Mm-hmm. In America, if I talk about meditation, immediately we have the cliché of a beautiful girl sitting down in a lotus position face to a lake. This is
Yes. Meditation.
For me,
yes.
It's not meditation. For me, it's blablatation.
Blablatation.
It's a perfect blablatation. What is a blabla? A blabla, it's something no efficient. A blabla, it's something no concrete. So when you go back to your job, you are stressed again. So it's blablatation. This is the difference between to talk about spirituality and to live in a monastery. Because in a monastery, when I was in Himalayas, it's very different. We don't talk about meditation. We don't talk about spirituality. We live spirituality. And the etymology of meditation in Tibetan, for example, language, or in Sanskrit language, meditation doesn't mean the cliché to be sitting down in a lotus position. Not at all. This cliché comes from Hollywood. I know I live in Hollywood. Meditation in Tibetan means I train my mind in my daily life. This is exactly the pure source of etymology of the word meditation. So we see the difference between blablatation and an authentic meditation to train our mind in our daily life.
That's so true. And Michelle, when I was asked to do this radio show, the president of Empower asked me what I wanted the name of my show to be. And I said, Journey to Center, because it really is about maintaining that connection and alignment more and more in our lives, hopefully more consistently, so that we are experiencing exactly what you're talking about, that sense of connection and peace. And another thing you talk about that I think is so important, I'm a hypnotherapist and I discuss this sometimes, but you put it in a really comprehensive way, is the brain waves, relaxing those busy beta brain waves. In fact, I think that's your first meditation in your book, Meditate Like the Horizon, unplug your brain when it's running all the time. So can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, of course, Tammy. And this is the first practice for me, because what is the main problem of the stress? Our brain is running all the time. It's a sort of infernal machine. So the first thing that we can do is to unplug our brain. It's to meditate like an horizon, to have a brainwave flat.
Yes.
In this way of meditation, we use visualization. Because you are a doctor, you know that we are what we visualize. If you visualize, for example, an horizon, immediately in your brain, you create a cognitive process associated to the concept of the horizon. And this cognitive process active in the brain a lot of serotonin and dopamine, the hormone of the well-being. At the opposite, if I say we can meditate like a gun, just when I say the word gun, I create in my brain a cognitive process, and this process upgrades the cortisol, the hormone of the stress. So we are the fruits of our concept, of our perception of the life. It is the reason why to meditate like an horizon immediately helps us to stop our brain running all time, to be more calm immediately, to be more present. And more we are calm, more we have energy. More we are calm, more we are happy, more we are stable. So it's like an emergency practice to unplug our brain all the time.
Yes, it feels so good just to, again, visualize what you're speaking of and listen to your voice. It really does create this like very calming sense. And that is where we thrive. That is where we experience that alignment and where health and happiness and life force can flow into us.
After, the main question for me is that we live, for example, in a monastery, was to understand that when we say, oh, we must meditate like an horizon, it's easy to say that. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing when we give tips and advices for people. For example, me, I teach for prisoners in California. Mm-hmm. When we say to a prisoner in jail, a guy who stay 30 years in jail, oh, my friend, you must meditate like an horizon. It's more deep than to say that. Meditation, it's more than a technique. It's a transmission of energy. When we guide the person in the visualization, we give the powa. The powa in Tibetan, in Buddhism, powa means exactly transfusion of energy. We give an energy to the person, and immediately the person feels more calm. If you want, I mean, we can make a 1 minute meditation together for your followers.
Yes, I would love that. That would be fantastic. Now, is this okay to do if somebody's driving?
Oh, if somebody's driving, we can make a meditation for Uber drivers.
Okay, because sometimes people listen when they're driving. So I just want to make sure everybody's feeling safe and calm and grounded. So whatever you think, we're in your hands. You're the expert here, Michel.
I think I want to take care of your followers, and I prefer for a first meditation, we don't do that when we drive.
Okay, so if you're driving, you just put this on pause and you go listen to it when you get home.
Exactly. Now, if you want, Tammy, we can make the meditation, for example, of the mountain. And this is one of the meditation of the book. And the mountain was the first meditation that I learned in my monastery. I remember it was the first time I asked to the abbot of my monastery, how can I start? And he said, Michel, just sitting down like a mountain and you will feel all. So we can do this practice like a mountain together and for all your followers.
Yes.
So we imagine we are in the situation, for example, of the workplace. We are face to our computer and we feel tired. How can we be more calm? Immediately, in 1 minute. I snap 3 times and just we close our eyes. We are sitting down in a comfortable position. We are sitting down like a mountain. We do nothing. Just we are sitting down like a mountain. If we have some thought in our mind, we do nothing. Thoughts are like clouds in the sky. They move. But when we are sitting down like a mountain, we we can breathe like a mountain. We can breathe in the stability of the mountain and exhale the stability in all our body. So we are sitting down like a mountain. We visualize a mountain. We see the stability of the mountain and we breathe in the stability of the mountain. We breathe in the stability. We keep our breath, we keep stability in our mind, and we exhale all the stability of the mountain in our body. And we observe immediately we feel more stable, more calm. When we meditate like a mountain at our workplace, in our car, in our kitchen, in a Starbucks, in the street, we become a mountain. And we open our eyes. And we see immediately the colors are more real. If we touch our fingers, the sensation is more real. How do you feel, Tammy?
Very calm. Lovely. It really does kind of relax us and stabilize us and seems to slow things down a little bit. And I know you talk about how this meditation is so good for people that are dealing with the ups and downs, the roller coaster, to really stabilize. And with that comes a sense of presence and peace, connection to our soul. So beautiful.
It's simple, Tammy.
Yes.
It's simple. It's amazing. I can share with you an amazing news. In your show. In California, 80% of parolees, and the prisoners, 80% of parolees, 3 months after they return to jail. Mm-hmm. But with this way of meditation, at Amity Foundation, where I teach in Los Angeles, the same percentage, Tammy, 80%, they never return to jail. They find a job. They rebuild a family. Last week, one of the prisoners, he find a job in 2 minutes. He say, Michel, you know, I make the job because the person who make my interview, she say, you are calm. And I say to her, I am calm like a mountain. It was an amazing. So we can say at Amity Foundation in L.A., we have found the key to reduce the violence in America. So anyone can practice this way of meditation. I teach for children, for families, for managers, for celebrities, for homeless, for students. We have too much demands. I need to train many, many, many teachers. I have too much demands. So it's amazing to see how this way of meditation, it's exactly the opposite of the cliché of the meditation, the blablatation, as we say at the beginning of your show.
Now, this is a real deal. And Michelle, I just have to say, I'm so grateful you said yes to another show with me next week, because there's so much more I want to get into with you. I think you're so wise. You're so wonderful. You're so generous. And I'm a little addicted, I think. This is a better addiction than stress or busyness. So
it's very beautiful.
I want you to be back here with our listeners and bring more peace and calm to empower. I love this. So if you want more, Michel, I know you do, pick up his book, Meditation for Daily Stress, 10 Practices for immediate well-being. Now, Michel, do you have a website? Can people find you?
Yes, of course. You can follow me on michelpascal.tv. It's my TV online. Every day we post many videos, audio guidance. All is free, of course. And also I sing and I guide meditation at the Carnegie Hall again this year, October 17. And I am on tour every week. I give a show, conference, concert. So on michelpascal.tv, you can follow all the schedule every day.
Perfect. Fantastic. To my listeners, thank you so much for hanging out with us. Be calm like a mountain. You are grounded. You are extraordinary. You are exquisite. I adore you completely. Be in touch with me, TammyBPhD.com, and come hang out with us for our next show next week with more Michel Pascal. God bless you. You're in our heart and prayers, onward and upward. Bye for now.